The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, we're back with Alessio Rastani, who is an independent market trader for leadingtrader.com. I just managed to get that in time, because I've forgotten. How are you today, Alessio?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me again, Zach.
Right. Obviously, interesting week.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting week for me next week. I'm actually flying off next week to Austria, and then Dubai, and then, believe it or not, Tehran, Iran. Feeling a little bit nervous about that decision, but since the Iranian sanctions have been removed and Iranian stocks are looking cheap, undervalued, and people still not sure about that whole thing, I'm looking interested into the Tehran Stock Exchange. Going to be exploring that and see what's going to happen there. So it should be interesting.
Well, rather than you than me, but send them my love anyway. Good people.
Yeah.
People. Right. Yeah, let's get on to the slides we brought today. US dollar and Norwegian kroner. What's the angle here?
Now, here's an interesting thing. Probably for most of your viewers and in most traders, don't look at this particular currency pair, the USD NOK or US dollar Norwegian krone. And the reason why this is an important currency pair to watch is because it's correlated. As a matter of fact, it's negatively correlated with the crude oil market. And the reason, of course, is that Norway, as you're probably aware, is a major exporter of oil, of crude oil in Europe. I forget exactly what percentage of their economy is based on crude oil exports. I think it's about 30%, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously, it could be less than that, actually. But anyway, Norwegian krone, therefore, is affected by crude oil prices. And I've been saying this for some time now, that when we see a shift in crude oil prices, they've been going up recently, we might see an actual breakout on the dollar Norwegian krone. As a matter of fact, we did on this weekly chart of the dollar Norwegian krone, which goes back to it goes back a few years. You can see that just recently, dollar Norwegian krone just broken below that trend line. Just to explain, I just want to recap this one more time. Norwegian krone itself, the Norwegian krone currency itself, is correlated positively with the crude oil market. But this currency pair is the inverse, because you got USD NOK, so dollar Norwegian krone. So this is the inverse of the crude oil. So this essentially, if crude oil goes higher, this puts that would put downward pressure on dollar Norwegian krone, and vice versa. Okay, so we've seen some strength in the crude oil market recently, and that's pushed the dollar Norwegian krone lower, and it's broken that key trend line, which is at the I believe that's actually the 8.6 level. So it's gone below 8.6, 8.7, and we can see those two. If you can look at those two lines on my chart, the red and the blue lines, those are the 8 and the 21 exponential moving averages, which I keep an eye on. And that actual 8 and 21 exponential moving average has been actually in the bullish direction for a few years. And just recently, we can see those two lines merging together. I wonder if you can, maybe if I can just put my, on the very right-hand side.
It's like a sell signal.
Yeah, it's coming together, hasn't crossed over yet, but that 8 and 21 are coming very close together. And if that 8 goes below the 21, then it would issue a moving average crossover sell signal, essentially. But it's already beginning to show signs of weakness because it's going below that key trend line. Yeah. I would say this to your viewers who want to make a decision on this, and I've written this down over here. As long as the dollar Norwegian krone stays below 8.7, we could see a major reversal in this currency pair, moving lower to the 8 level, maybe even lower. Okay. In fact, the Elliott waves, those of you who follow Elliott waves show that we have completed a wave 5, and wave 5, of course, is the final wave in a trend. So this could well be a potential top in the dollar Norwegian krone market, and in which case we're setting up for a nice trend to the downside, or possibly a correction, at least a sizable correction in this market. So that's something to watch.
Okay, we'll do that. And next, you have your eyes on Intel.
Now, this is interesting. I like to be a contrarian, and the reason is I have a number of friends in America who are very much based in technology. I guess you'd call it in the whole Silicon Valley area. And from what I gather, from what they tell me, is that Intel, the technology they provide, which is, as you're probably aware, most computers have Intel technology. Now, they're telling me that Intel is becoming outdated. A lot of the technology is moving so fast that Intel is kind of being left behind here. And what they're saying essentially is that the technology that Intel provides will soon be outdated, and it's worth taking bets against this particular company or this particular stock in this, which is Intel Corp. INTC is the symbol. We can see also from a technical perspective that this may well be true, because investors have been selling. The smart money has been selling Intel since it peaked back in December of last year. And in fact, I think it peaked last year. As a matter of fact, it's fell quite considerably lower, and now it's making a corrective move. So we can see a wave four, that rise in which you can see in Intel from the end of February. Of course, it's partly due to the rally in the stock market. That's been affecting Intel as well. But I think I don't think this rally is going to last very long in Intel. So here's what I would say. The Elliott waves and the technical structure of the Intel tells us that we could see lower levels on Intel, provided we can break and close below $30. So what I would say is watch two levels on Intel, 32 and 30. 32 is resistance. If Intel can get above resistance, then potentially buyers can regain control and we might not see any further low prices on Intel. But if Intel falls out of that channel, as that green arrow shows, if we fall out of that channel and close below $30, look for this downtrend to continue, and I would take bets against Intel if we close below 30.
Oh, that should be quite interesting. I would agree with that on my own methods.
Oh, you would? Okay.
I'll keep them secret because I don't want to give away my billion-dollar type of approach. No, I mean, just the top there, and then the gaps to the downside. I mean, that does seem to make sense. What's intriguing is probably the technological issue that they are falling behind, and what's replacing them.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of
which,
fact,
unfortunately, I would not know myself. But but it's just showing a structural change, fundamental change.
Yeah, fundamental and technical, as you can see. The charts, as I said before, the charts know a lot about what investors are thinking. And I would say this: if you see those blue arrows on those charts, if you can show that, the blue arrows on the chart show to us the wave five potential targets if we can close below $30. The targets are at 26.5. And also 23.5, so that should be interesting. If we can get to those levels, it would be very interesting as a short opportunity.
Okay.
I hope this has been useful, and maybe next time I'll see you, I'll have some interesting news on Iranian stocks.
Well, no, hopefully you'll come back, but you might like it there so much you decide to stay.
Oh, yeah, that's certainly
economy,
possible.
Growing situation, but no, I'm just quickly before, on the general stock market question, we had the panic sell of January, February.
Right.
Was that a sucker move?
I think, here's an interesting point. Two of the great market timers right now, as you're probably aware, you're a fan of one of them, Tom McLennan, and then there's Tom DeMarc. Both of them actually said at the end of the last month that this rally we're seeing here is actually a corrective rally, a profit-taking, or a short-covering rally. However, I should say that COT reports, or Commitment of Traders reports from the New York Stock Exchange, that actually showing to us that this may not be a corrective rally. Now, honestly, it doesn't matter. I would say this: watch two levels on the market, on the S&P. The two levels you want to watch is 2023, which is resistance, and you got 1950 or 1947 below. If S&P can break and close below 1950, or I would say 1947 to be exact, which is support, then that could be the first sign of the cracks in the house of cards, the cracks in the rally. And we could see the market rolling over. So I would say watch those levels. If we rally above 2023, then very likely this rally is going to continue all the way up to 2100. So those are the levels I'm watching.
Alessio Rastani, independent market trader for leadingtrader.com. Thanks very much for coming in today.